Migration Patterns by Jordan Guevara. We were cradled in our seats, swaying along the mechanical current of the rails. Outside, the city was padded by the soft light of the sunset, and we were only about 3.5 miles from our stop. I looked down at my shoulder, at my body's involuntary motion. Our shoulders were 5 to 9 centimeters apart, depending on which direction we were swaying. It would take us a total of 1 hour and 27 minutes between her house and where we wanted to be. I'd taken this route before, but then, in the dusk, it was entirely unfamiliar. The seat next to me was an ineffable presence, a scent like a shot of espresso, a smile like the PCH in the summer. Her name was June. Because it was her, I found it impossible to sit still, my hands pinching at disparate points of my sleeve, pants, socks, glasses, anything within reach. It was the type of afternoon to fall asleep to, but not with her, not with this swaying, not with that face. I was trying, desperately, to disguise this as a routine trip on the red line.